Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many things that we learn throughout our lives, and some by specifically being taught. Things such as math, how to ride a bike, how to iron a shirt. But there is one thing that cannot simply be taught by listening to an instructor or sitting in a class. And that is how to love. I think we're all pretty adept at loving those who love us and loving those people who we like, loving one another when things are going well. But loving our enemies, loving strangers, loving when times are tough, that's where most of us struggle to love the way Jesus would have us love, and knowing what love requires of us. While seminars and books about love can impart some wisdom, can give us some points to consider, can raise our awareness, love is most often taught in the classroom of life. Because that's when we see and experience love for ourselves. And so it's perfect that today we're celebrating Mother's Day, and we also have the reading where Jesus speaks to us about abiding in His love. Our mothers are often the first people in our lives that teach us about love. Even before we could speak, even before we could comprehend what was happening to and around us, our mothers fed us, cared for us, talked to us, and sang to us. And they introduced us to life within our family. Mothers teach us all the important things about how to sew buttons on, how to cook, how to manage a household, how to live life as a human being, what is good and bad, what are our morals, what are our ethics. But they also teach us about how to do these things with joy. Mothers teach us how to do the work of managing a household while also caring not just about getting things done, but about the relationships between members of the household. They show us how to care for the whole person. We have all got our growing up stories. Those stories where our moms are larger than life, powerful, strong, and those stories where our moms are kind of in the background, subtle, but constant. We have those stories when we give our mothers great joy and pleasure and happiness, but we also have those stories where we disappoint, frustrate, and even hurt our moms. Many of the stories that I have with my mom are those stories of just spending time together, hanging out, lingering. And we would talk while she was doing laundry and you know, talk about whatever she was feeling, thinking, whatever I was thinking, feeling. We would solve the problems of the world. But she would also teach me how to do laundry. We talked and we were together. We abided with one another as we planted gardens, as we painted the house, as we did the normal things of life, like washing a car. I encourage you to take some time today to share with someone else some of your growing up stories, stories with your mom, things that you learned and experienced with your mom. And then listen to the growing up stories of someone else. It's a great way to exchange and to learn more about one another. And Jesus says, abide in my love. Essentially, come with me. Linger. Hang out. Let's spend time together. Experience life with me, I hear Jesus inviting us. Do your laundry with me. Observe how I love others, including those who would seek to silence me. Experience my love firsthand for yourself. But doesn't it seem odd to you that Jesus talks in the middle of this conversation about abiding and about love? Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. We're not used to Jesus using this conditional language, the if you do this, then this will happen, or then you will get that. It can feel odd to hold the warmth and the encouragement of love together with what can seem like the cold, harsh judgmentalism of the commandments. But you'll notice that Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, not my Father's commandments. Now, this slight distinction is important and it's a bit fun too. What do you think of when you think of God the Father's commandments? What occurs to you? What does that look like? What does it feel like? For me, I tend to think about the Ten Commandments, or maybe the 613 commands and ordinances of God. And those are the commands, the ordinances that the Pharisees hold to, that they use to judge their life and the lives of others around them as to whether or not they are faithful. And what do you think of when you think of Jesus' commandments? What does that look like? What does it feel like? Is it any different to you to consider Jesus' commandments versus God the Father? And yes, I know God the Father and Jesus are the same, but I think in our hearts and our minds, we feel some kind of a difference. Because my mind goes to the central nature of love. My mind goes to the great commandment. And Jesus says that the great commandment sums up all the law and the prophets. And that is to love God above all things and to love your neighbor as yourself. You see, like our moms, God shows us what real love is all about. Love is not about obeying the commandments rigidly, you know, precisely as the Pharisees would. And remember, their job was to watch people. They were the keepers of the law. They were to keep an eye on whether people were abiding with the law or not. And that's the way they would know if you are one of us. Are you an insider or are you one of them? Are you an outsider? Jesus showed us love in relationship with other people, an all-encompassing, inclusive kind of love. Jesus showed us that love is not just sweet stuff, hugs and kisses and smiles. Jesus showed us that love is about serving with humility. Jesus showed us that love is willing to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus' love isn't about drawing lines of distinction between us and them, the insiders and the outsiders. What good would that do anyway? Who does that help? How does that grow the kingdom of God? If Jesus' purpose was to come into the world to save all people, as we hear about in John chapter 3, why on earth would he want to draw any such lines of distinction? Why would he want to harp on the idea of what people are doing to break a particular law? Instead, I see Jesus lifting up his kind of loving, a love that happens over time with a bunch of abiding, lingering, hanging out, and spending time. And I see Jesus inviting all who want to experience and participate in that kind of love to follow him. I'm guessing that none of us have love completely mastered, that there's no more room for growth for us in the realm of love. Vicky and I will celebrate in about 2 weeks' time our 19th wedding anniversary. And I'm here to tell you that I certainly don't have love mastered. You may recall that Jesus and his followers were initially called the Way. And in many ways, I wish that that was still the case, because the Way indicates movement, growth, action. We abide with Jesus along the way. We learn more and more about how to love along the way. We learn more and more about how to serve along the way. And along the way, we experience God's love, so that Jesus' joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. In the name of Jesus, amen.